This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Frost. North Korea has reportedly successfully miniaturized a nuclear warhead that could fit inside its long-range missiles.
The Washington Post is reporting the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency's concluded that North Korea now has the ability to place a miniaturized nuclear warhead inside an intercontinental ballistic missile capable of reaching the U.S. The report adds it's unclear if that warhead has been tested. The report suggests the North could be much closer than previously thought to being capable of launching an ICBM equipped with a nuclear warhead.
Correspondent Wally Ines. President Trump says it's time for North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to stop making threats.
North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
National Hurricane Center forecaster Stacy Stewart says Tropical Storm Franklin isn't a threat to the U.S.
It'll be primarily affecting Mexico with very heavy rainfall that can produce flash flooding and mudslides, especially in mountainous areas.
The leading edge of Tropical Storm Franklin began moving into Mexico's Yucatan, and the storm was expected to pass over the peninsula on a path toward central Mexico. Heavy rains have caused flooding in the Houston area. Meteorologist Jeff Lindemer, and with the Houston Flood Center District, says there's been 24 high water rescues.
The roadway system around that area has become inundated, in some cases knee to waist deep, and so there's some vehicles that have issues in there too that first responders have to go in and help people.
5 to 6 inches of rain fell Tuesday in some parts of the Houston area. Authorities say a man charged with killing a Clinton, Missouri police officer during a traffic stop has been arrested. Missouri State Highway Patrol dispatchers say 39-year-old Ian McCarthy of Clinton was taken into custody Tuesday night in Henry County. This is townhall.com.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Listen Clear is fully adjustable, so you can find the perfect way to hear almost everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And right now, you can try Listen Clear absolutely free. With free shipping, we'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-855-568-4327. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-855-568-4327. That's 1-855-568-4327. 1-855-568-4327.
Florida daycare fan will face criminal charges after a child was found dead inside the vehicle at the end of a sweltering summer day. Orlando Police Chief John Mina says the young boy's grandmother called 911 when the boy did not come home, then called the daycare center.
Someone from the daycare center came out to check the van. We were in turn diverted to the daycare center where we found Miles Hill in the van.
Mina says these tragic deaths can be avoided.
I just wanted to take a minute to plead with every single parent, caregiver, babysitter, brother, sister, whoever, to please ensure that we are checking our vehicles for our kids.
3-year-old Miles Hill spent more than 11 hours in the van outside the Little Miracles Academy before he was discovered. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The White House is looking for ways to stem the nation's drug addiction epidemic.
President Trump says his administration will work with health professionals and law enforcement to reverse the growing number of people who are becoming addicted to opioids and heroin. Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price says 52,000 people died from drug overdoses in 2015.
33,000 of those approximately related to opioids. The numbers in 2016 are no better. And the numbers in 2017 are even worse than 2016.
Trump's drug commission, led by New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, recently called on him to declare a national emergency. I'm Tim McGuire.
So male Marines may be working with female colleagues early on. For the first time, according to Marine officials, the Marines are looking at a plan to let women attend combat training in Southern California. The training has been limited to men until now. More of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid? If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information's right there. If you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Marvin Scott joins us now. He's a living member of the New York State Broadcasters Hall of Fame, recipient of 11 Emmy Awards for journalistic achievement, and is a veteran journalist in both print and broadcast mediums. Marvin, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good to be with you, Bill. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, Marvin. I got to tell you, you being a journalist, my heart really, I mean, I come out of the broadcast journalistic genre, but out of true journalism, and I know you've had broadcast experience as well, I just see this part of the profession being compromised in so many ways, and I've talked with many old school journalists that are very much aggrieved by the new style of journalism that seems to be quite pervasive in our culture.
It saddens me to see what has happened over the years. And I think principally what is responsible for that is the evolution of social media. Mm-hmm. I think that has changed the way people get their news. I saw a poll that indicated 62% of the recipients said they got their news from social media, mm-hmm. 44% of them from Facebook. And the sad reality is that social media plays by different rules and different standards than we have as journalists and as we were taught in journalism school and taught in the trenches, covering stories day in and day out. Mm-hmm. And it saddens me terribly. I know I read on your website, you know, you say your job is to educate and not to provide commentary. Let the facts speak for you. Mm-hmm. And what I characterize myself as, I characterize myself as a storyteller. Mm-hmm. And I let the facts speak for themselves. The who, what, when, where, why.
Exactly.
And that's been my mantra over the years.
Mm-hmm. And it has served you well, and for me as well, in the pursuit of truth, Marvin, because the point is that the truth has been so compromised, it's become relative, it's opened up, as you say, with the dawning of social media. Anybody that has access to a microphone, a computer, can start putting out opinion out there. And the traditional values, like you say, of delivering the facts to your constituency, it doesn't matter. I mean, in some cases, people are just out there for clicks because the industry, the social media model is such, it'll pay you for the number of clicks. It doesn't pay you for being objective or delivering the truth. It just says, how many eyeballs can you get on this? And 60 Minutes, as you'll recall, I think about a month ago, did an in-depth on their scale.
investigation on this and interviewed a couple of guys that were the purveyors of fake news. And it's all about generating revenue for them. And it doesn't matter about the truth. It's just, hey, the more clicks we get, the more money we get.
It has become a business, and it's sad because often what is generated on social media is picked up by general media without the fact-checking, and that has been the biggest problem we've seen in recent years. We used to have editorial control at every station I have ever worked, at every newspaper where I've worked. There's been editorial control. Nothing got on the air or in print until it passed through an editor. Today, what's generated by social media is picked up by general media, often without going past an editor.
Exactly.
An example, a month ago, my wife was up late, and she shouted from one room to me that Prince Philip had passed away. All right, well, I picked up the news from her. In the morning, I was listening to the radio and heard quite a different story.
Exactly.
Prince Philip hadn't passed away, but he had resigned from his responsibilities. I asked her, Lori, where'd you hear that he died? She said it was all over social media at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And that's how so much of this begins. And it's picked up by mainstream media. Not all. And we're not all irresponsible, but there are some out there that are and are not following the correct standards of fact-checking and validity before we go on the air with it.
Well, Marvin, speaking of editors, are you finding now, compared to back then when you learned the hard way and went through the School of Knocks and Hard Knocks, you know, through the different radio stations and entities that you worked for, that there seemed to be kind of an ethical boundary, so to speak, and in as much as that there were some standards. It seems today, at least from my purview, in the mainstream, what we would call the mainstream media, that it seems to be more ideologically fixed and makes no apology for it. And that, I believe, is contributing to this whole smear campaign and adding to, you know, the rapidity of getting something out there because it happens to fit your perspective. And because of that, I don't need to do the extra work to make sure what I'm reporting has validity and credibility.
You know, I hear this all the time. There are complaints of us. We've been made out to be scoundrels in the media. Back after Watergate, we were heroes, and now we're not respected as we should be. We are an honorable profession, and we are the purveyors of, we are the messengers, and we tell the stories. But also with 800 channels out there and social media, we also offer commentary, and we label it as such.
Exactly.
You want? I saw a bumper sticker once that said, "I get my humor from Fox News. I get my news from the Comedy Channel." And it's like ice cream. You want vanilla? You go to Fox. You want chocolate? You go to MSNBC. And I have a feeling people today like to be spoon-fed the news, so you can get whatever flavor you want wherever you go. And my suggestion, watch one of each, spend an hour on each side, then form your own opinion. But people don't do that. They'll follow what wishes and their thoughts and their ideology and philosophy is towards anything in life, political or otherwise.
Exactly. We've kind of contributed to it as well. I mean, it's a total, if you want to say, conspiracy. You know, we've all participated in it because, as you say, we're going to listen to that which fits our own worldview and complements our own prejudices. And all that's, you know, all that's fine and well. I mean, you know, we have that choice and that right to do that. I would encourage those that have questions to keep asking those questions and to pursue the truth, which is not relative. I believe the truth is the truth is the truth. And you know when you have it, you know, it's kind of like when little Johnny at home steals a cookie and he's got crumbs on his face and he tells you there's no way that he stole a cookie. It just doesn't sit right. It doesn't sit right, does it?
No, it doesn't. It's a good analogy, yes.
Yeah. So I think that's the opportunity that we have here in this culture, is to demand better, And certainly the media's taken a hit, as you know. You look at the number of advertisers that are dropping out, the viewers, the subscribers that are dropping out. You know, when you and I were kids growing up, the mainstream media then at the time, the networks, the three major networks, NBC, CBS, and ABC, commanded 85% of the viewing audience. Today, less than 50%.
That is a sad reality. Another sad reality, Bill, is the fact that in the past 10 to 15 years, we lost over 100 newspapers across the country.
Yeah, that says something right there. Marvin, let me interrupt you for just a second because we got to go to break. We'll be right back. We'll pick it up from there. Marvin Scott is our guest. Okay. We've got more from Marvin on the other side of the break. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez. We are...
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with you just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're visiting with the infamous one and only Marvin Scott, living member of the New York State Broadcasters Hall of Fame. Marvin, I got to tell you, honestly, you're the first Hall of Famer from the New York State Broadcasters that I've had a chance to have a conversation with on Bill Martinez Live. So we appreciate the time, and we're honored to have you here on the show with us.
I'm honored to be with you. Thank you, Bill.
Okay, let's talk more, and let's finish up the conversation, because I had to cut you off in terms of, you know, you're talking about the number of newspaper entities. I mean, I'm sure some people are not aware of how many newspaper entities have gone by the wayside.
We have lost the newspapers, and also the economics of it all has impacted us. Those papers that still exist, many of them out there, have cut back on the staffs. They've cut back on the seasoned beat reporters who are out there checking their sources day in and day out. The number of editors have been cut back at radio, TV, and newspapers. We don't have that same degree of checking that was always there. Today, it's the attitude, get on the air first, get the story out first. But Dan Rather once said, I'd rather be last but be accurate.
Yes.
And that is a problem today. And that's how some of this, what we have been characterized as fake news, gets generated, because it's not adequately verified. We don't check with second sources. We were taught in journalism school there have to be two sources to every story.
Exactly.
And that is something we always seek. That's something I have always sought in my 50 years in this business. And something I talk about in the book. I talk about reaching out to sources and how important it is to generate a story and also to respect those sources. The more you have out there and the more they trust you, the more you're likely to get a good exclusive. I talk about the agony and ecstasy of exclusives and how I've lost some good ones because I would not betray a source.
Yeah.
And it's all laid out in my book, which I hope you've seen. It's called A Reporter's As I Saw It, A Reporter's
Yes, exactly.
Intrepid Journey.
Right.
So that's just out, and it's a composition of 26 of the more unique stories I've covered out of the 15,000 I've done over the past 50 years.
What a life, huh? When you look back and see this compilation, I know that maybe from time to time during the span of your life you look back, but when you're actually writing it down and then you have to edit some of the stories out, you probably look over the breadth of the work that you've done and just think, wow, you know, do you feel a little bit like Forrest Gump? I mean, because you've been right there at the pinnacle of all these historic events. I mean, you know, you've interviewed, what, six presidents? You know, what an incredible experience to be there one-on-one with the most powerful men in the world.
Well, one of the funny moments was my daughter read the book, and she called me. Dad, you really brought Martin Luther King a Coke? I remember you told me I was a little girl when you told me you met him, but I don't remember you bringing him a Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
That was back in 1966. He picked up a march against fear in Mississippi after James Meredith, who was the leader of the march, was shot. Mm-hmm. And Dr. King and other members of the civil rights movement had picked up that march. And I sat with him on the side of a dirt road during a break in the march. I had just filed a radio report of a motel across the road, and I returned, and he was sitting there, and I wasn't intending to bring him the Coke. I put an extra one to put in my pocket. It was a hot day.
Right.
And I sat down with him, and I offered him one, and we chatted for a few moments, and that was an incredible moment for me, because at that moment, we were talking about what his goals were, and he kind of repeated what he had said in that speech in Washington a couple of years earlier, that his vision was that someday we would judge a man not by the color of his skin, but the content of his character.
Exactly.
And I asked him why he did it. He had so many threats on his life and at least one attempt and a family. Why'd you do this, Dr. King? And he looked at me and he paused for a moment and said, for the children. For the children.
Yeah.
And it's those children who were benefiting by all he did back in during that struggle in the 60s.
Well, here you are. You're offering a Coke and having a chance to have a one-on-one discussion with Martin Luther King, which had to just be precious for you. And then you find yourself standing over his casket upon his death. Wow, you talk about a framework there. That's an incredible photo right there.
It was a very emotional moment. I was one of three reporters inside the funeral home, standing over his open casket when Ralph David Abernathy, who took over the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, and Andy Young and a couple of others from the Civil Rights Movement walked in, and they stood silently over his casket. And Ralph Abernathy and I was standing there in a corner very quietly doing a very quiet narrative into my tape recorder as Ralph Abernathy leaned in and touched Dr. King's face and muttered, "Martin, Martin," and then all of them went into the 23rd Psalm.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And in the background, there were these women in the front pew. It just, you could hear the tears. And it was an emotional moment, but also for me, career-wise, one of the most frustrating moments of my career, because I captured the emotion of the moment just in the natural sound of what was going on in front of me, and plus the words I added of description of what was going on. Mm-hmm. After that moment, when I went outside, my tape recorder was not functioning. The tape had wrapped around the capstan.
Oh gosh. Yeah, I remember those days. How frustrating that could be when that happens. Were you able to save much of that tape?
No, it was all lost.
Oh my goodness! Wow. But not to your mind. I mean, did you feel being that close that when Martin Luther King when he was assassinated, that a part of America died with him?
Absolutely, because he brought so much hope to so many people. And it was something that really it tore America apart at that moment, as we saw in the riots that followed after that. It was probably one of the darkest hours in American history.
I saw him as a bridge. A bridge to unity, and suddenly that bridge was exploded, and it disunified us. We were at a point, I thought, even though it was, I mean, he forced America to deal with some issues, answer some questions, and to reinforce their beliefs, and suddenly that was obliterated. And I think we're still recovering to a degree to this very day because of that.
To a degree we are, but I really admired the man. As far as physical appearance, he was 5.5 feet in height, but so much larger in his stature.
Yeah.
He knew how to deal with people. He was a voice of moderation. I watched him during the course of the march, how he would deal with the protesters and how he would try to ameliorate things and how he would deal with his own followers, and also how he would achieve things in the civil rights movement. As we would pass a cotton field and off in the distance, he would wave off in the distance. We would see no one, and he would say, "Wave his arms, chill, chill."
Yeah.
And suddenly you would see these figures emerge from behind the cotton field, and they would come and join the march. And each individual who joined the march was another small victory for the civil rights movement.
Exactly.
One of the interesting sidebars I had while I was covering that march, I was staying at a Holiday Inn Junior in Sardis, Mississippi. Mm-hmm. And during the morning, I was listening to my recording devices and filing reports on my typewriter. We didn't have computers back then.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner's daughter, an 8-year-old girl, most impressionable, darling little girl, would come over and talk to me. And she asked me if I was a reporter and where I was from. And I told her New York. And she said, "Oh, Yankee, Northern." And I said, "Yes." And she looked at me quizzically. Uh-huh. And I inquired, "Why?" And she had the notion that Yankees had horns.
Oh.
I was glad to belie her myth as I flapped my ears.
Yeah, exactly. Well, congratulations on the book, Marvin. We got to leave it here. Sadly, it's a wrap. The book, As I Saw It, A Reporter's Intrepid Journey, it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com and available at all the usual places, certainly, correct?
That's right. Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. It's there right now.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. That's 800-501-1633.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And then when I find myself in Hawaii, then it's 3 to 6 in the morning. Very early here, but hey, we're having all kinds of fun. Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Our next guest, little did he know, well, I've known of his work for many, many years, and his pursuit of the truth and his whole story was quite an inspiration for me. And in fact, it continues to be lived out to this very day, and this is the thing about what God does in our lives and our ministries, and how we sometimes don't even realize the appropriate thought, the idea, a smile, a hug, something that may seem so insignificant and so minor can have such a significant impact. And such is the story of Josh McDowell. As a young man, he considered himself an agnostic, converted after and overwhelming evidence for the reliability of the Christian faith. It's one thing to say, look, I doubt this, I don't believe in God, but it's another thing to do the hard work to say, look, I just don't want to be walking around like an idiot and saying, hey, I just don't believe in this stuff. Maybe I'm going to do some extra work. And Josh McDowell was compelled to do the extra work, to knock on doors that were closed, to seek until he found. And he discovered this compelling evidence that said, look, you either have to accept the truth or accept the fact that you are denying the truth. And it was so compelling, the evidence was so compelling, that he finally had to surrender himself to the fact that Jesus Christ was in fact and is in fact what he said he is, and that is the Son of God. Since then, Josh's ministry, he has shared the gospel message to more than 25 million people in 125 countries, and is the author or co-author of some 148 books. But who's counting, right, Josh McDowell?
I am, because it ages you.
Well, what a terrific blessing. Go ahead.
You missed your introduction, but I'm a friend of Bill.
Well, that's very kind of you. I feel like I feel that way. I mean, after the many books that I have read of you, being aware of your ministry, and certainly we have Jesus Christ in common, and it's amazing that bond of friendship, what that has, the effect it has on people. Isn't that so?
You better believe it. I don't know what I'd do in life without friendships.
Amen. Amen to that. Well, your new book, it's an honor to have you here on the show, Josh, and to talk about your latest release, which is targeted toward teens, hashtag truth. So you even use the teen lingo. We got the hashtag down. So hashtag truth, a devotional specifically for teens. So tell us about the book and why teens this time.
Well, half of all my books I wrote towards teens, the other half towards parents, because if you want to work with teens, you've got to work in and through parents. But there was a major study done by Dr. Christian Smith, who's now at Notre Dame, and they wanted to find out why are 70 to 80% of Christian young people leaving their faith or leaving their church within a few months after high school graduation. So they did a major study, and they found two reasons. One, intellectual skepticism. No one would answer their questions. Second, it's not relevant to my life. And then, Bill, they did a study by Lifeway. What will bring them back? It's the same two things. One, if truth is presented in a way that I understand it, and second, if it's taught in a way that is relevant to my life. And so I decided I want to do a book that presents truth that is relevant to one's life as a young person and as an adult. And I want to do it in a devotional format. So with each truth, I have 1 month to deal with it, because there's 12 months, there's 12 truths, and I have an average of 30 days each to deal with it. So that's why I did hashtag truth, to help parents pass their faith on to their children.
You know, and the other point to the survey, and I've heard of other surveys as well, Josh, over the years, you know, when teens hit these years, especially, you know, when they go to college, a lot of peer pressure, professorial pressure as well, you know, the whole college life dynamic, the kids, believe it or not, will still look over their shoulder to the parents to see where are the parents in this. And what they found is if the parents were consistent in their walk with God, that almost served as a bit of a tether to hold them to their faith as opposed to abandoning it altogether. Did you find that to be the case as well?
Oh, absolutely. One of the studies showed, it was by universities, that parents are very concerned about losing their children between television, the internet, pornography, high school, university, etc. And in their study, they found one thing that would override all those negative issues in a child's life, including peer pressure, and that was a loving, intimate relationship with one's daddy.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Wow, that's powerful.
And I would throw in there the mother, but the father always comes out 1 or 2, 3 percentage points higher than the mother and the impact on the child if their relationships are equal. And you're right. And what I wanted to do with hashtag truth is I tell parents, you know, go to josh.org if you got one child, buy two books. Why? Because I want to make the money out of it. No. All the money's given away. But if a parent reads through this, one, they're going to learn so much. But But if they read through it, like in the same day their child is, it can open doors to them for conversation. Yes. When you know what your child is reading, it'll give you a greater confidence to interact with them, mm-hmm. to say things like at the table, whatever. Well, what did you think about what Josh said about the resurrection today? Did that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
And then as a parent, you listen. Then you talk. Because
exactly.
kids know, kids, if you listen to them, they usually will listen to you.
And they're excited when they discover something, Josh. And when they're spending this time, you know, the format that you have here, for every month of the year, you've got a topic, the truth that God exists, starting in January, February, the truth about God's Word, March, the truth about original sin. It goes on for each month of the year. And what I like about this focus, it reminds me, I was talking with somebody earlier about this. If you remember the story of Benjamin Franklin and his search for you know, values and apprehending godly values. He would take a value every week and he would say, okay, I'm going to be kind this week. And constantly during the week, he would challenge and ask that question. Hey, how did I do with kindness? Was I successful today? You know, could I have done better? And so that became the focus. And I like what you're doing here in terms of the entire month and also having the parent be aware of what the child is reading so that, you know, in the month of January, the focus is the existence of God. And, wow, what kind of conversation that could potentially bring up.
It can bring up tremendous. Like in that chapter, in presenting who God is, everybody you ask him is, well, God is love, God is holy, and that's about as far as they can go.
Mm-hmm.
But what is the first thing that God revealed about himself? He's a creator. In the beginning, God created. He's a creator God. And why is that important? Because it shows two things, meaning and significance.
Yeah.
And as a child starts to understand that and you apply it to their life, they will understand God in a whole different concept.
Wow. And you just can't wait to have that conversation with your child as opposed to hearing about some of the crazy stuff that I'm sure parents hear every year. You know, after the first, almost their first semester and they come home from Thanksgiving, I hear the stories, Josh, that parents are so shocked about their kids, you know, what they bring back from school with them. And it is quite the family cultural shock that takes place around the Thanksgiving dinner table. This might open up a whole different dynamic and dimension for parents without a doubt and for their children as well. Josh McDowell is with us. We're talking about his brand new book. Hashtag truth. More from Josh after the break. Stay with us, America.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, mama, don't you treat me wrong. Come and love you, daddy, all night long, all night long. Hey,
we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Josh McDowell continues. As a young man, Josh considered himself an agnostic, as we talked about earlier, truly believed that Christianity was worthless. However, when challenged to intellectually examine the claims of Christianity, Josh discovered compelling, overwhelming evidence for the reliability of the Christian faith. One of his most popular books was Evidence That Demands a Verdict. And for more than 40 years, Josh has encouraged and strengthened the faith of millions of people around the world. Now, Josh and his son, Dr. Sean McDowell, have collaborated on a completely updated and expanded edition of this modern apologetics classic. And it's coming out pretty soon. Isn't that correct, Josh?
Coming out October 3rd. It's 80% a brand new book.
Wow. Can't wait for it. And of course, who would have thought, Josh, when you first went down this journey, the first step, that your soon doctor son would be joining you on an update?
You know, it is a joy in my life that I never anticipated such fruit from it. But he went and got his PhD, teaches in the graduate department on apologetics for Biola.
Yeah.
And he's got three sisters just like him.
Mm. Wow. Yeah, when God says, he will give us more than we could think or imagine, that definitely fits the mold, doesn't it?
It really does. And a lot of people say, well, raising your children, you've just been lucky. I come unglued. I said, there's not luck in raising a child. There's no one thing you do that produces a good child, but there is bad luck. There's one thing that can happen that will create a poor child. What? Like what? Sex abuse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one money bank can affect a child's life negatively. Yeah.
Right. Well, we're here talking about your new book, Hashtag Truth, a devotional dedicated to teens. And, on the surface, we see 12 truths goes along with 12 months. And, one thing that I learned when I was in Bible college was the significance of numbers. God is very specific about numbers. And there's a lot of meaning to that number 12. So I'm going to ask you, why 12 truths?
It doesn't have to do with 12 months. my son and I wrote a book called Unshakable Truth. We wanted to find out how parents can pass their faith on to their children, how pastors should preach in the 21st century, how Bible studies should be operated. And we ended up studying the life of Justin Martyr almost 2,000 years ago. Because what a man he was. He took the church from the first 100 years of 25,000 people with what he taught and everything, took him to over 20 million in the next 200 years by the Council of Nicaea. Mm-hmm. And he said, to pass our faith on to our children, to speak the truth to a generation, you must teach 12 truths, not 11, not 13. I thought, no way. Mm-hmm. And I went through them. I said, wow. That is right. And so we took these 12 truths and put them into the 12 months. Mm. And the thing is, with each truth, I have an average of 30 days to embed that truth into a child's thinking and life. And it just works perfect for 12 months for the 12 truths. But the truths were not chosen for the months, but because of Justin Martyr.
Wow. So something that has been proven through the millennia, that echoes down from the ages, is translated into the vernacular for the 21st century for these young children that are hungry more for more than, you know, more than bread and drink, but the very word of God.
You know, if we don't get kids into the word of God, where they come to love it, we have totally failed them.
Yeah.
And my prayer is with hashtag truth, parents can use this to embed a love for scripture, a love for God, and a love for truth. Mm-hmm. And I believe if a child goes through this, that will be the end results. Now, of course, that depends on the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Amen. Well, Josh, you know, we mentioned earlier the pulls of the culture and how powerful they are. And you touched on something very significant. And that is the pull of pornography, much more pervasive, much more powerful than we're willing to admit. Why is that?
Because of the Internet. There's 26 million pornographic websites on the Internet, one click away. That's all it is. Wow. And there's 2.3 billion pornographic web pages, one click away. Pornography is the greatest threat to the cause of Christ in the history of the world. Chuck Swindoll calls it the greatest cancer in the history of the church. If we do not deal with pornography, then we are failing as parents and as pastors and leaders. And one of the ways to deal with pornography is to embed truth that develops convictions about things in your child's life. And I got to tell you, one of the things out in front of me, that carrot on writing hashtag truth was to make sure that I can embed this truth into a child's life where I help them to deal with a pornographic issue. It is so huge. We can't even comprehend how big it is and how influential.
Well, I read the statistics about how prevalent it is in the pews of the church today. But you hear so little coming, you know, from the pulpit to confront this this horrendous issue.
Well, several reasons for that. One, you don't hear it addressed because one of shame in their own life is tremendously shame-oriented. Second, with leaders and everything else, there's a fear of exposure if I talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then third is ignorance. They really don't know much about it. Just for example, one site is so big that if what it distributes of pornography every 30 days was printed out, it would fill 540 million four-drawer file cabinets. That's only one of 26 million sites in 30 days.
Wow.
And so, and this was one of my motivations for writing hashtag truth. Is to help parents to embed truth into their children's lives that will help them cope with pornography. I'm amazed that you recognize that, Bill. Most Christian influencers do not understand the impact of pornography.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm amazed that you even bring it up. I'm impressed.
Well, it's just, you know, it's something that I'm seeing. Obviously, you can blame the Holy Spirit for that, Josh, you know, because I'm not that smart. It's just I see these things, and then as our conversation evolves, then the Holy Spirit says, hey, how about this? This is something that sticks out.
I know.
And we need to address this.
See,
so.
I knew. Mm-hmm. Bill, I knew you're not very smart, and that's what surprised me. I just had to get that in, Bill.
Well, thank you so much for keeping me humble, because sometimes when you do a show like this, people, and I have dear friends that know me, and they say, hey, I know you. I know you're not that smart. And I go, well, you got to blame God for that, because that really is totally God. I have to surrender to that. I cannot claim any credit whatsoever. Hashtag truth, the impact, what you have hoped and certainly against, you know, the culture and these influences that we're talking about, it is reminiscent of, you know, what St. Paul had experienced with the bad porridge. He said, bring me the pure stuff so that we can, you know, we can counter the disease, the poison porridge, right? And in a sense, hashtag truth can do this.
I really believe it can. And I would encourage parents, you can get it by just going to josh.org. That's simple enough to remember. Josh.org. And if you have two children, buy three copies. Why? One for yourself, mom, dad, that you're reading the same thing your children are reading that will open up doors of conversation. And hashtag truth will become more real in a child's life when there's interaction with adults on it.
Yeah, you know, without a doubt. What a great idea here, Josh. As we wrap things up here in the final minute and a half, what advice do you have for our parents that might have concerns about their teens and their walk with the Lord?
Always focus on building a loving, intimate relationship with your child. Truth without relationships leads to rejection. Rules without relationships lead to rebellion. It's the relationship. And you can go to josh.org/resources. josh.org/resources, and you can download the 7 A's of Parenting. It's about 12, 14 pages by Donnie and me of 7 simple biblical principles in building relationships, no matter how old your child is or what the situation is with your child. It can usually lead to response and not rejection. So just go to josh.org/resources and download the 7 A's. It's free. Almost everything on there is free. And download it.
Well, parents, and I would say, I know that the book is broken up in 12 months. It starts with January. Don't be so, you know, so fixed that you have to wait till January. There's nothing wrong with starting in August or September. Get your hands on the book right away. You could empower your child, your son, your daughter in a most incredible way with this incredible devotional, hashtag truth by Josh McDowell, a 365-day devotional for teens, and dare we say, Josh, as we've said several times, for parents as well. What a great tool. Josh McDowell, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill, and God bless.
God bless. Thank you. This is Bill Martinez. Thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. We will see you mañana, same time, same place on this SDG Radio Network.
More energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
It's a no-brainer.